I'm sitting on the beach in Wales, my eye following each breaking wave as it tumbles pebbles and seaweed onto the mostly sandy shore. Seagulls squawk high above the dunes, getting flipped this way and that by the gusts of wind. I'm in awe of the beauty of this coastline and the richness of the British Isles, full of history, innovation, and music. What a privilege it has been for me to chat with bands at the Riverside Festival in Charlbury, England, over 2 days at the end of July 2023. This was a first for me. You will most likely hear the interactions evolve as I learn to slow down, lower my voice, and turn on all microphones. I forgot to turn mine on for the chat with Yellow County. I worked out timings to catch bands in good time before the start of the next performance on the stage behind us. It's good to hear the whole story, so here are the Riverside Conversations from Saturday, the 29th of July 2023, with Fergus, The Weekend Warriors, Yellow County, Stefano, Tiger Mendoza, and Juniper Nights. Good afternoon, Fergus. How are you doing?
I'm all right, Wise. How are you doing?
I'm really good, thank you. I've just had a wander around the site and I managed to catch one band and I feel better already.
Yeah, it's all good feelings. That's the best thing about this Riverside. Well, it kind of has to be because it's all done on volunteers and it's done on, as we say, Karma and Gaffer Tape runs this festival and a bunch of people from down the pub.
And you can certainly feel it. It's got such a lovely feeling and people are happy and it's beautifully free.
Yeah, that's the thing. It is free and nobody gets paid. But the way we run it, the way we finance this whole thing is by everybody volunteering. So we've got great crew. We've been doing this for years, but also some professional crew who go up their time to come and do this for us. We've got people behind the bar from around the town who come and volunteer to serve beer. And as I say to people, and as you'll hear me saying on stage, you are the crew. Everyone who comes through the door is the crew because they pay for drinks, they buy programs, they buy food from the traders, and all that goes to help pay for all the equipment and the gear and the security and the license and all the other stuff we have to do.
And it's so wonderful. And I got so excited. I didn't even introduce, or you didn't even introduce who you are. You could be this random Fergus. I know you don't want to say your title or anything, but in this event, what is your role?
Well, so we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune, officially. That's our legal standpoint, which basically means everybody just mucks in and hopes for the best. I'm basically the guy who does all the talking on the main stage, but also I'm a guy with an estate car, so I get to kind of lug things around and stuff. I'm one of the crew, one of the kind of core crew who organised this. But there's a whole bunch of other people who come in on the festival days to actually help out doing it. So there's a bunch of us, like 10 or 15 of us, who kind of run it, and I'm one of them. The kind of chief guy, Andy, is in hospital at the moment, which has proved to be a little bit tricky, but we muddle through. We've got all ourselves together. And I guess what I'm doing here today is kind of meeting and greeting the bands, making sure they're all right, buying them a drink, making sure they're relaxed, having a good time, because if we figure people have got a good time, if the band's having a good time, they'll transmit that to the audience. The audience will have a good time, they'll have another drink, that'll pay for next year's festival.
Well, the setup is just perfect, and I can imagine the bands are going to have a wonderful time, and I've seen all their stuff on social media.
Yeah.
I didn't spend too long on there because it just scares me. I get a bit of a freak out.
Yeah.
But everyone is excited, and I can hear the first band on the main stage, and they are The Weekend Warriors.
The Weekend Warriors, yeah. And what we've got, a lot of the bands, I mean, we've got a huge range of bands, right, from basically my partner's kid, first time they played live ever, on the main stage, right up to actually Adamski is playing on the second stage later on. So a huge range of people. And yeah, we're looking forward to the Weekend Warriors because they're the first. They're the openers of another Riverside Festival. It feels like being back at home again now that we've got the whole thing set up.
Well, I'm amazed. I didn't know what to expect. It's my first time, and you graciously invited me to set up this shed mock-up type thing because I record music podcasts in my shed where I ask people stuff about their music and they perform and stuff. But this is something new, and I'm really grateful. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh no, we're really pleased you could be around, and hopefully some of the guys will sit down. I know that a lot of the bands are really excited to talk about their stuff. And there'll be, and I know you know a lot of them, and I know that Ian Tiger is regular with you and helps you out with your stuff, and he's going to have an absolute, not a super group, a mega group.
I hear
of
so.
All of the biggest names in the Oxford music scene will be on stage this afternoon, so I'm really looking forward to that. And we've got people like Bed playing, and the reforming of the Daisies on the top stage later. So I think it's going to be amazing. I think we've got an incredible lineup. And the saddest person in the Riverside crew is Andy, who is going to be hopefully trying to figure this out, trying to hear some of it through stuff people send him over the day. Unfortunately, our partners at Windrush Radio can't make it, but we are recording the whole thing. So hopefully we'll be able to play a lot of it out live on the radio. And yeah, if you want to play some of it, and if the bands want to play it, whatever they want to do with it, we'll give them the files and everyone can have their own recordings of this stuff.
And that's such a wonderful gift to people. And I think it's just like, it's hard to describe. I'm looking forward to every single act that I can see. Yeah. I just saw Lee Christian and Grace doing some Bowie covers. and that was my opener. And I just thought, yep, I've landed. I'm here.
yeah, it's good. And here is our second band on. Hi Ollie, how are you doing? I think you'll notice the name of the band has been written by Helen, I think. If you want to cross that out and put the real name in, just call it Oscar. Oh, you could call yourselves Foxtrot Oscar. How's that? That might work.
What a bonus being in this little backstage area where we can see the bands arriving, and they're always such lovely people, I found.
We make a real effort. Oh, actually, no, we don't make a real effort. It just comes naturally to us to turn this into a really nice place for bands to hang out. We get all these stories when we do that, and they say, God, it's so nice. You give us food. You're nice to us. You've got somewhere to sit. And we say, well, what are other festivals like? And they say, well, they go like, put your gear over there. Shut up. Get on stage. Don't moan. And they're not being paid for that either. And I think these guys are giving up their time. This is what they do. A lot of people don't make any money out of music, and it's really sad because, you know, they're brilliant performers. So many of these bands are really amazing performers. And you think, why? And we can't pay them because of the nature of the way we set up. And all we can do is to say, you're brilliant. Thank you very much for doing this. Hopefully you have a nice time. We'll make you sound incredible because we've got some of the best engineers in the business out front. And they'll really appreciate it. And they're always really, really happy to play for nothing. And that really surprises me. And I think it's just because, you know, we're not dicks. Don't be a dick is kind of one of our first, you know, in the rules of our anarcho-syndicalist commune is don't be a dick. And I think it works kind of well, and it just makes, it's nice to be nice, you know.
That covers all bases. Yeah, it's like, don't assume anything.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's given up their time for this, and it can get stressful for us, but we don't want to transmit that to the guys, to the performers, because they're here to provide why people are here. And actually, what's the point? The point is only itself. It's entirely sui generis. It doesn't do anything other than be Riverside, and then it disappears, and like that, it's gone.
It's like a little dream. It's almost, we're in the height of the English summer, and the land is fertile.
Yeah.
And I feel there must be a ley line or something going across
right
here on this little island. And do you know what? You'll get the best performances out of these artists when you treat them like you do.
That's what we hope, yeah. And a lot of them have become our friends. Always we have new acts as much as we can. And, you know, we see people come back, people who can't play for free anymore because they're stars and stuff, but they'll come and just hang out here. So Willie J. Healy is often to be found down here. I think he's actually touring this time, but he came and played on stage with one of the other acts. And he's like a proper rock star. You know, he's on Radio 6 and stuff, but he comes to Riverside because he loves it.
Yeah, it's the best one, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's a lot of kids here, a lot of guys play on stage who came to this festival in a pram. You know, and now 25 years later, they're on stage and they're performing in bands, and that's kind of what we do it for.
Yeah, it's always wonderful to see kids around, and a lot of them have those ear defender things on now, and which is great, because when I was a kid, we didn't do that.
Just chuck you in the bass bin.
Yeah, I guess there was a lot of things that we didn't do, or we did, that we shouldn't have, or whatever. But it's so good seeing kids here, and I think the music infuses into them, whether they know it or not.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
I'm not surprised they'll appear on the stage and doing something for the people. And this is what I feel this is about. It's about people, and this is when you put people in charge, not the government.
Yeah.
And we've got something that works and that is peaceful and fun and...
Exactly. And we don't very, very rarely have problems like, you know, trouble. Even though it's free. And I think that's because we very much focus on it being family. We want kids to come so that kids can see what a real music festival is like. And I think a lot of people go, well, it's free. It can't be a proper music festival. And that kind of like, aha, if you turn up, you'd realize it is.
Yeah.
You know, we've got 50 acts, 3 full stages and a busker stage. And, you know, there's never nothing going on the site. It's really... it's really an amazing thing that we managed to do somehow.
Yeah.
And it all appears in the brain of Andy Pickard at the end of the bar at the Rose and Crown. And it's all worked out in his head. And then him not being here, we kind of go, oh my God. And then we go, actually, we're all right. He's taught us well.
Yeah.
He's the Jedi and we're all the Padawans.
Well, I'm really impressed at how calm and relaxed everyone is. I know there's lots to be done and there's moments where people will be like, oh, where's this, or we don't have this, but I'm impressed.
Well, here's the thing, it's very difficult for people to complain because they haven't paid to get in. So if we say, well, we'll give you your money back, or you know, you can just go home if you don't like it. We have to say that we're very well supported by the local town council, who allow us use of the field, which is good, and the West Oxford District Council who give us the license, and they trust us very much now. They'll come down to have a look, but also because quite often their kids are in a band or something like that.
Yeah.
And the town council funds a part of this, but really the major part of what we do here is all paid for by the bar. And Hook Norton support us brilliantly well, give us a really good deal, put all the bar in, transport everything around. We really don't have to do very much except show up, pull the pumps and make the money.
Yeah, it's perfect. The town you're talking about is Charlbury, and it's in the Cotswolds, in the beautiful English countryside.
Yeah.
And I know a guy, he used to be an RAF pilot, and I asked him if he flew over the country a lot, and of course he did. And I said, which was the best part of the country that you liked? Yeah. And obviously there's the Lake District, which is unbelievable. But he said the Cotswolds are just from the sky and from the road and the land and whatever. It's a really beautiful part of England, and it's stunning. So he said, yep, that is the place. And he ended up moving to the Cotswolds,
Because he'd seen it all.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going there.
It's like those things you read about in books when you're a kid. I know in South Africa we read books that were from England, and you have this image in your head, and then you arrive here, and it's like, yep, this is the England I know. And and then throw in all these amazing bands and festival feeling. It's just perfect. Well done. Like, Fergus, this is incredible.
Well, let's see what happens. I mean...
it can only get better.
Getting it set up is a thing. I can see our interim stand-in glorious leader eating a burger. So I think he's not too stressed, which is interesting. So that's Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Dave.
That looks like he doesn't look too unhappy. He's eating. That's good.
That looks like a really good burger.
Yeah. That's his breakfast, though.
Oh, nice.
At 2 o'clock, at 5 to 2, which probably means I need to probably go near the stage now.
Yeah, I'm going to go check out this band.
Okay, well, let's do it. Right. Thanks, man. And hopefully we'll hear lots of this stuff and let us know when it comes out.
Yeah, sure. And we'll catch up again at different stages. Yeah. Perhaps not too much. I won't stress you out or anything, but
no,
it would be nice
free.
To like see how things progress and go
absolutely.
On. Yeah,
nice one.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, man.
Us.
See you
Bye.
Later.
Good afternoon and welcome to the festival. I was a bit lost for words there for a moment, but managed to set up the sound. And we've got a band in the background, but we've got the Weekend Warriors with us. And guys, that was an incredible performance. I loved every minute of it, and to open the Riverside Festival was just perfect. Some of those songs you played, the Queens of the Stone Age song, how does it go again? I realize. How does it go?
You're mine. And then other words. Well, we only just did that a couple of days ago. We put that together in about one rehearsal, so we weren't really sure how that was going to go. But
I enjoyed it very much. And I'm speaking with Louis, who's the keyboardist and the singer in the band. And Joseph. And Joseph, you're on?
Bassist.
Bass. Brilliant. And?
The drummer.
The drummer. What's your name? Sorry.
I'm Gilly.
Sorry?
Gilly.
Gilly. Okay, Gilly. Cool. Well, how did this all come about? When did you start playing together and how did you get to the Riverside Festival?
Well, we started about a year ago because all our dads are musicians, so then they had all the sons and then we played instruments, so we just kind of got together and did that. And so it started off with a kind of, it was going to be a band competition thing, but no one signed up except for us, so we got put in with all these school acts and absolutely rocked the place.
Well, what a brilliant way to get involved in music.
And so after that, we kind of just got invited to more and more bands and more places, so just led us here.
Oh, keep going. And it's so cool to hear you doing the songs you are doing. And like I say, Queens of the Stone Age is one of my favorite bands. And you played it perfectly, the drums and the bass. I've actually got my favorite parts of a band with me now. Drums, bass, keys. I mean, guitar. Who's on guitar? Dave?
Yeah.
Dave was great too. So it was really nice to start the festival with us. I'm so happy you were up there and you owned that space and that time. And how did it feel being on the stage?
Well, we've done a lot of bigger gigs, but it's always nice to get up there when you start playing, because at first it was very kind of nerve-wracking, but now we've gotten used to it. It's more relaxed.
Well, it was wonderful, and I looked at you all and I thought, these people are starting at the right time and you're all going to evolve. And I was seeing images of these people on stage just growing into these fantastic musicians, and you already are, so that's what a great head start you've got.
Yeah, for the set that we put together, because some of our songs we've been playing for ages, for like, you know, year and a half, whatever it's been. So we basically just tuned out the best songs that we've got and the most punchy songs, because we're on first, so not as many people as later bands. So we just wanted to keep the crowd entertained for the whole thing.
Well, I'm incredibly envious. I wish I got involved in a band when I was younger, and I've got great admiration for what you've done, and just keep going, keep playing music and being together and stuff. What are you off to? Where are you going now? Are you going to hang around?
Well, we're going home now, but yeah. This is kind of our break after this, because we haven't got any gigs until like September-ish.
Well, what a buzz. Well done, guys. That was awesome. And tell me about the drums. When did you start playing drums?
I've been drumming for kind of as long as I can remember. But for ages, never really had an opportunity to play with someone else. So it's really fun.
Cool. Well, and bass guitar?
I've been playing bass for about a year and a half. I've been a drummer for about 7 years and play piano as well. But bass kind of clicked for me. It's one.
Joseph, who's your favourite bass player?
Victor Wooten. Have you heard of Victor Wooten? Great bassist.
As you can hear, the band in the back is really loud, and I'm going to go check them out in a minute, but I missed that, sorry.
Victor Wooten, he's a great bassist.
From which band?
He's mostly solo artist, actually.
Oh, well, I'll check it out. Yeah, do you know any of the like 90s stuff?
Yeah.
So Sonic Youth,
yeah,
Kim Gordon,
famous.
And yeah. Kim Deal from the from the Pixies.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, and drummers? Have you got a favourite drummer?
Probably Neil Peart from Rush.
Nice, excellent.
That's a favourite. And Dave Grohl.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, Weekend Warriors, it's just been fantastic having a chat with you. And I wish you all the best. I'd love to see you here again. This is amazing. have a good afternoon, guys. Bye.
Tea.
Oh yeah, that's the incense burning there. We're at Riverside behind the main stage. I think, what's it called? Simon's Stage, is that right?
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, I think Simon was one of the organisers. He passed away last year, I think.
Simon's stage, main stage.
Was Simon somebody who was involved with... Yeah, he was. Okay, yeah, that's the name rings a bell now. He's involved with the original setup of the festival, is that right?
Yeah. Pure vibes on the stage.
Pardon?
Pure vibes on the stage.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And you've just heard Tiger Mendoza and his super group. Those amazing artists coming together.
Everyone was up dancing and they were like, there was like a mosh pit going on at one point. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was so good. And I've never been on a stage before. And they asked if I would go on and like their final song, Enter Sandman, that cover.
Oh, yeah.
It was a bit weird. Like, I've never looked out at the audience. How did it feel to look out at an audience that are just loving it? And I know they loved it. I loved it. Your set was extraordinary. So poetically beautiful. And the English countryside is part of your lyric for Blossom.
Blossom.
And when you said that line and you're singing into the west and the sun is there and it sounded perfect. What's it like being on stage like that?
Yeah, it's great. It's a really nice view, especially since it's like a sunny day as well. Everyone's just, since they're all kind of sitting down, you get a really good view of everyone. And
we got a bit nervous though, didn't we, George?
Yeah, it was just definitely like, since it was an early gig, I guess it felt quite nerve-wracking to have like a full crowd. It feels like early days to be playing.
Second gig ever, so yeah. And there's a lot of people.
Yeah, there is a lot of people. Yeah. And I would like to say it's one of the best festivals I've been to. It's just so peaceful and friendly and kind and free. And it's just beautiful set in the English countryside where there's such a richness of artists.
Yeah.
I cannot believe I'm in a country where I'm going to cry, where I'm surrounded by such an amazing talent. I was speaking to some people down at the Quick Fix stage, and there's some loud electronic stuff, and I love that. And I was speaking, it was actually Martin from Octavia Freud, and he mentioned that he had watched your gig, and he said, they're off, that's a band, they're off, they're out, they're ready to go. And I said, like, I know. How does that feel?
It's super cool. Yeah, you know, with this new setup, we're still kind of, it feels like we're figuring it out. I mean, I think it sounds good. I think, yeah, it feels like it's got fullness, but I think, well, I know you're so good, George, and the drums, that's just the support is so good, but I just know, like, Cat on the mic, and I think, honestly, you sometimes doubt yourself how incredible you are on the mic, basically. It's the same with your podcast that we just recorded. I listened back and I was just in tears listening to Cat on the mic. It's just like, what you're doing is mind-blowing.
Yeah. I think there's a maturity to having played together as well, like, for many years before this as well, so there's a bit of that in there. We can rely on each other.
Yeah, exactly. We know the dynamic enough, having played together for so many years, I guess. We kind of, and also the nice feeling of being together on stage, you know, and being, because we just been on a boat trip together as well, taking a canal up to canal boat up to Banbury, basically, and we're just chilling together and hanging out, and that's just kind of what we do. We're just like really good friends. It's just a nice vibe between us. It just feels calm and easy, you know what I mean?
I think that just definitely comes through in the music, because you're very close, you're all tight, and the music reflects that intense relationship you all have, and it's a pleasure to watch.
Yeah, just going back to the talent though, we just watched Tiger Mendoza
and Emma Hunter.
Awesome.
Unbelievable.
And with like a whole host of people playing with him, and they said they had 3 rehearsals for that, and it was absolutely spellbinding. It was amazing. And Emma Hunter's, particularly her voice, was absolutely gorgeous. I was just like kind of staring at her the whole time she was singing. And it's wonderful to have so many awesome people to kind of watch and then take little bits of what they're putting across and try and put it into your own performance, like get inspired by them.
So it's definitely nice. And I mentioned Erica before, who was on that Quick Fix stage, and she apparently is the keyboard player for Skunk Anansie. And when she moved and when she sang, I could tell she had learned from Skin, and I could see it, I could hear it. It's just so pleasing when artists are borrowing from each other.
Yeah, nice.
Definitely.
Yeah, and what are you going to hang around? Are you going to go see some other bands?
Yeah, I'm playing with Self Help, so we're headlining this stage later on, basically. So I'm going to try and rein in a bit. I've had a few beers, not too many.
Got to keep it balanced.
Sort of 2 or 3 is fine now. I've probably got to remember I still got something to do. I mean, not fully immersed myself.
We
could
come back to the calm oasis of the shed sessions, little tucked in corner. That'll be good for Paddy. A little bit of a break here and there between the partying and the
process. You're always welcome, special guest.
Oh, legend.
I try to create the shared feeling because we had a shared session recently and then I heard you were playing here and I thought that's so amazing how everything just kind of joins up. And, yeah, I'm a big fan of Yellow County. Very much.
Thanks.
Love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, so have a great rest of the festival and
we'll
I can't wait to see you again sometime. When is the next one? I know you said this in the podcast. Was it Riverside?
This was it, yeah. So we'll have a think about before Baby comes end of November, if we want to do any more in autumn, basically. We'll have a little think after this, see where we're at, September, October, and then there'll be some sort of break over the winter, obviously. I think we should do one or two more. You know, some nice ones. I mean, yeah.
It's just stay tuned.
But it's so fascinating to think 6 o'clock, I think it's around 6:30 now. In winter, it would be dark.
Yeah,
this field would probably be flooded.
Yeah, right.
And it's a time when everyone's resting, and now we're coming out and sharing and showing the love, and it's inspiring.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it, and I appreciate being here with you, and thanks for coming to chat.
Yeah, well, thanks so much for setting up this little vibe as well, and for the podcast as well, and making this all happen. It's such a nice thing, so thanks so much.
Thank you. I thought it was a bit of an ask for Fergus to say, like, can you come and do this, because I'm a music junkie, and I'm roving around the grounds, and then I'm going to try and get back here and do this. It's just so lovely to see you.
You're going to stick around?
Keeps giving.
You're going to stick around till tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be here.
You'll be here tomorrow, yeah, nice.
Yeah, I've got a little tent I'm going to put up next to the car. The farmer said I can put it there.
Oh, nice.
And it's one of those blackout tents. Have you ever tried one?
No, I've not seen those.
No,
because the worst thing is when you wake up in the morning and the light is so bright. I'll have to set an alarm because I'll be napping
for ages. It's too good.
Kids are at home. Yeah. They usually get up quite early, but yeah, I can lie in. Yeah. They're going to come tomorrow.
Oh, lovely.
And enjoy
nice.
The music.
That's good.
Sounds good.
Thanks so much, Rory.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
I love your diner, Junior.
It is so noisy, but lovely noise back here.
We love the noise here, don't we?
And normally we'd do an interview when there's a moment of silence, but you were drawn to this space in the corner.
I leave with the noise.
How do you feel? How do you feel after that amazing performance?
It was fun. It was amazing. I really enjoyed it.
Did you think it was not recording?
No.
You were pointing down there.
I thought there was no recording. I thought Warren put me on mute. Because he doesn't like me.
Who doesn't like you?
You. So you mute my microphone.
I love you. We've got this thing, I think, and we've only just met.
I know.
After a few months, I think we understand each other well.
I love you too. For whoever is listening to this, please follow Shed Session. Listen to his podcast. Because Warren is a fucking amazing guy in Oxford.
Oh, Stefano, you're very kind, but you're an amazing artist yourself, and you're the only reason I do this kind of stuff, people like you.
Thank you very much. I don't define myself as an artist, though. I never thought I'm an artist. I'm just following music and the music around me. I'm just like adapting myself around that.
I think I'm a music junkie. I just figured that out today, that I need it bad.
That's great.
Yeah. It's one of those art forms which I think I can just really attach to. I love painting and stuff. I suppose I like poetry too. And what kind of art do you like?
I really like abstract art and geometric art. I'm really, really into it. I mean, I do like things when, like paintings, like with all lines, and like, you know, there's no real meaning on it. It's just draw and see what happens, you know.
Yeah.
Uh, some of my favorite artists, like I love Mondrian. I love like the use of the colors, complementary colors. I love this kind of stuff. I don't like when things are too complicated. I mean, I hate impressionism. Whoa.
That's okay.
I hate Claude Monet. Oh.
What is impressionism?
What is impressionism?
Yeah.
It's like, do you know Claude Monet?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't like him.
Oh, okay, that's impressionism.
I don't like
the lines, and Monet does blurry stuff, doesn't he?
Yeah. It's just like, just a screenshot of what he was saying. He was looking at that moment, which, fair enough, that's what impressionism is about.
Yeah.
I just don't like it.
Who designed your album cover for Bruno Muerte?
Oh, yes. So that is the bass player from August List. And his artist name is Future Human Design. Please go and follow him. I love him. He's such a great guy.
Yeah.
And when I gave him, when I asked him to do that, I gave him some ideas and everything. And he was like, yeah, I know exactly what I have to do. And it was just one goal.
Yeah.
He didn't do like anything else. It was just like his first idea. And I was like, yes.
Yes.
That's
yes.
it.
I love your enthusiasm. And I feel it kind of matches me in a way. We're just like, full-on loving stuff that people create, and to have it presented to us in such a beautiful setting, Riverside, Charlbury in the Cotswolds. Lovely sunset. It's been raining for a few weeks, but now it's cleared. And
no, I'm glad Riverside is back. Riverside is a beautiful festival. It's a free festival. No wonder why it's been considered a top 10 free festivals in the UK.
I want to tell everyone in the whole world about it.
Yeah.
They need to know.
They need to know how great Riverside is.
Imagine, okay, you have friends in Italy, because you're from Italy, and you bring them over here and say, check this out. What would they be like? How would they...
Oh, they would love it. They would absolutely love it. 100%. Some of them will like it, but... but that's why we have... loads of friends, right? Everyone is different.
Yeah, everyone is different.
But they will absolutely love it. I mean, Riverside has always been like one of these festivals that I really always wanted to come because of the vibes, because of the moods, because everyone is chilled, friendly, great music, great people, and it's a free festival. So please, support it.
And this is made by people, for the people, and... there's no interference from anywhere else, and it can show you what the human spirit can produce.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
Every single person that walks through here is part of it. And Fergus always says that. It's true.
It's true. It is true. It is true. Yeah. So whoever is coming here, if you can do a donation or anything, go for it. Because we need Riverside alive. We need it. Oxford need it. Oxfordshire need it.
Yeah.
The Cotswolds need it.
There's a richness and a wealth of talent, and
to
share it here is just perfect. And Stefan, I'm so happy we met, and you're gonna come and join us for a Shed Session Dog Milk, I think.
I will join you on the 11th of August.
And I just want you to be there with us because I get a very lovely feeling from you, and you're
and
a good person.
I will be there with you.
Thank you. Thank you for trusting
Thank
me
you.
To carry this I light.
I do a lot. Thank you very much.
It was have an amazing night, and we'll catch up, I guess.
Thank you. We'll catch up later.
Are you staying here tonight?
I'm staying around for a while, yes.
Okay, yeah.
I don't want to stay for very long, but...
Okay. Well, we'll make the most of it.
I'll catch you later.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you.
We should make music. And it was kind of from there. So the first EP was the two of us, right? It pretty much...
There basically wasn't much way of a way out of it. He was like... just
you're making me
We're
sound really
make
dodgy.
Some music, Helena.
It wasn't like that.
No.
But we should do stuff. And we so the first Hopesick EP was the two of us. And it was everything from there.
And all these people keep coming back, and you've brought all your friends, and I know they've brought you too, everyone together, but you've brought them to this wonderful location and shared this incredible performance that you just did. How did it feel, like, being out there?
Honestly, how did it feel for you, Dan?
Terrifying, but exhilarating.
Well, we always love coming here. It's just the nicest place to be. Fergus is great, and you know, we've always loved... I think both of us have played here before.
You played it way more than me, but...
I was in a band called Death of Hi-Fi for a while, I think we mentioned before, and we played here a few times. And it's just always been so much more relaxed, just the way that they treat you. And I know a lot of places they do treat artists really well, but yeah, there's just... I think there's just something about it. It's very, it's very local for me. It's free, so you never feel bad about asking people to come. You know, they've got no excuse. And it's just, and we always know that the audience here are always, they're always just nice, they're always pleasant, they're always, you know, polite. I think you mentioned, did somebody mention there was a fight last year?
What?
I've never seen that happen.
I've never seen a fight. Apparently in front of the stage last year there was a fight.
Oh no, my heart sinks when I hear that, but that's obviously not what
it's very
happens.
Unusual. It's like, yeah, because usually, and you know, we were saying earlier that, I don't know if you noticed while we were playing, there was a can I say a couple of old hippies dancing at the front? And the first time I played here, we've got some video footage of it, and those two people, just like 10 years ago, with
same people.
So, same people just grooving out exactly the same way. And it's just nice to come back, and it just kind of feels a little bit like this is like a real like coming home for all of us.
So. Yeah, and a lot of this, like people like that at the front, and all this dancing is, it's such a unique opportunity for, they probably wait for the summer every year to come out and just groove, and it's heartwarming to see.
Chalbury, I mean, we don't have much reason to come to Chalbury. It's a nice little village, but it's like everybody created from like central Oxford migrates to here for 2 days, and it's lovely. I know there's other stuff happening in Oxford today as well, but you just, I try and walk from one end to the other, it takes a long time because you just end up bumping into so many cool people. And it's brilliant. It's your first time here though, right?
Yeah, very first time, and I'm really grateful for being invited. I had a bit of a wobble yesterday thinking, oh no, I don't think I can do this. I don't, you know, because I just didn't visualize what it would be. And we, Joe and I gathered, and the kids helped gather all this stuff together and like grounded me and said, okay, it's going to be okay. But do you ever feel like that when you go up and perform? I can't imagine. Like, you've got this gig coming up. How did it feel for you?
Well, I haven't done a gig since South Park Festival 2018, last time that Ian was like, we've got a gig, do you want to come down and sing?
that was the last, the only time you and I played.
Had met before.
It was back then, yeah.
So I brought my daughter this time, and I was like, yes, my daughter's finally going to be able to see me sing, because normally when I sing around the house, she's like, shush, mummy, don't sing.
Oh, I can't imagine why she'd say that, because obviously it's your kid, and they do stuff like that. My kids, I don't know, they get embarrassed by me now. They're getting a bit older, 9 and 12. And the thing that I miss is holding hands with my eldest. And he's like, Daddy, it's embarrassing. And I'm like, oh, my heart. But anyway, that's so lovely. Yeah, you could bring her here.
She was out there. She was dancing, rocking her moves. So, yeah.
That she should be so proud of you. And your voice is so perfectly in tune. It came out really strong.
Oh, bloody.
I loved
it. She'll cry. She may actually cry.
I'm going to cry too.
yeah. I mean, and I think that's the thing. Like, Ian was like, oh, like, Tiger Mendoza wouldn't be here without this person. I'm like, oh, cheers, mate, because it's really hard to sing when you're about to cry. It makes your voice go, doesn't it? So.
This is such a beautiful moment, and I'm making sure that I enjoy every second of being here. And to steal from one of my favorite artists when I was a teenager, 16, was Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam. And I know it's like fallen out of favor with some. They got huge. And my heart is in all music, small bands, big bands, everywhere. And I was at the Reading Festival, and Eddie Vedder said, this is your time, this is your place. And that really stuck, because it just felt like that was very important to me. And being here, I can tell all of you on stage, you're helping people to feel that moment, and it's very beautiful. Thank you so much.
It's a funny thing, because sometimes you feel almost like pretentious and saying something like, but seriously, I mean, it's crazy. Like, we're playing, we're really having a night of time. This isn't our day jobs, but we had so much fun, right? I mean, looking over at Dan and I did the thing I said I would never do, right? Which is putting my foot up on the monitors. In the Iron Maiden, I don't know if I've even said it to you before, but I said I would never do it. And by the end of it, we were both doing the Sandman cover, and both had our foot up on
How did
the
that feel?
As far as I was concerned, I knew Ian was going to do it. It was never like Ian's not going to do this. It's like, oh, I better get on because I know Ian's foot is. He didn't want to, but I could see his foot wanted to. I could see there was a little metalhead in there trying to come out.
Do you know what it felt like, Warren? It felt good.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to hear. I was invited onto the stage by Emma Hunter, who sang spectacularly.
Emma did an amazing performance.
Everyone did. No, I mean, not blowing smoke, but it's a weird thing because it's still part of me going, we pulled it off. Like, everybody came on cue, everybody sounded amazing. You know, I'm always self-critical, so I'm going, oh, I missed a note. But nobody cared. Everybody was dancing out the front, and it was just good times.
Yeah,
so
I didn't hear any notes missed. It flowed very, very smoothly. No, thanks.
I think her voice as well was just incredible. I sort of shout songs out, so it's quite easy to get those roughly more or less where they need to be, and like people will forgive a little bit of out of tune or whatever, because it's fairly, you know, the volume's there. But her voice is so smooth, and the way she bends those notes, and that's so hard to do on stage with a monitor when you can't really hear yourself properly.
But we got it's probably one of the longer ones you're doing, but we got a name check, Martin and Mike as well. I mean, so Martin's just got that northern swagger.
Oh,
right?
Mike is hot on the stage.
Mike,
wow.
we got it. It's brilliant. We haven't done that song live, Circle of Love, live many times, but he's just got that. When he opens his mouth in the first line of that song, in practice, we were all going, oh, okay.
Oh, that's incredible.
Just stepping back, and it's like a preacher at in a church.
Oh, so much talent.
And Martin's just got that northern swagger. I don't know what it is, but he's just so
just
cool.
I was just rocking out.
So cool.
I was just in the moment with that.
And then to go back to that story about Emma, and she was wearing a beautiful sequin dress. She picks those colours so well. And Helena, you're looking amazing too.
Thank you very much.
I love the flowing. Is it like a kimono?
It's a kimono, yeah. Well, a yukata, which is the summer kimono, so a lighter kimono than the silk one that you'd get.
Looking great. And so Emma said to me backstage here, she said, you should come on Enter Sandman, and everyone came on at the end. And that's the first time I've been on a stage. And it was really a precious moment. So thank you. And that
thank you
song
for coming on and joining us, man.
Well,
I think I've told you before, I'm going to get you on stage at some point. So there you go.
And you did. And actually, there was a moment where I thought, I'm going to go up to where you are with that monitor and your foot up. And I was going to go on my knees and like put my teeth by the strings, you know, like Bowie and thingy. And there's a great photo of Bowie and I don't know who.
Mark Ronson.
Yeah, they're in the
Oxford
Town Hall, Oxford City Hall.
Oh, really?
On St. Alday. So I got a photo of it. And is it, did you say, I don't, oh, I feel
Ronson.
So bad at it.
Mick Ronson. Sorry,
Mick
Ronson.
Ronson,
the producer.
Yeah.
So he's on his knees and Bowie's got the guitar. And I was envisioning that happening, but I thought, no, I can't. My first time on stage, I can't go and do that. That's ridiculous.
I think we probably would have just gone along, wouldn't we?
Yeah, definitely. It's that kind of gig.
It feels right, so just let it happen.
Yeah, but I'd knock over a monitor or something would go wrong. But
that's the end of the set anyway.
Going wrong, is it? No, at the end, when things get knocked over at the end of the gig, that's going right, surely.
Yeah. But all crashes.
So I do want to shout out, I didn't say it on stage, but so we're not doing that cover anymore. We did it for my friend Dan, I can't remember his surname, Dan Crouch. Dan Crawford, who passed away, and yeah, bless him. That one's for Dan. So I'm just glad we did it. We don't have to do it again.
Thank you. And I'm, it's that message has gone out, and it's a lovely, lovely thing you did.
Yeah.
So well done, beautiful. Love that song, and I know you're no Metallica fan, but
right,
I think
it?
You kind of do like
it.
Did
all right.
Yeah. I can hear Self-Help on stage. Is that right?
Yes.
And then, no, that's not Self-Help. That's Juniper Nights.
Oh, shit. That's James. Yeah.
So it's been so lovely to have this opportunity to chat. And well done. It was an awesome set. And as always, I'm so grateful to have been welcomed into this thing. I feel very grateful.
You're one of us now.
You're one of us, Warren.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'm going to go rock out at the front.
Yes.
I've been enjoying running through from here to the front, get a drink, come back, lovely food. We're being really well looked after.
Really well. Yeah.
There's an amazing amount of variety here for everyone, isn't there? I totally didn't realise there was a kid zone at the back. Yeah. My poor daughter's been stuck at the front. on the main stage. I say stuck. She's been enjoying herself with her Pikachu hat and everything. So.
Oh, that's so nice. And there's the quick fix stage, which I discovered. It's my little secret. Alex, who does the photos. Thank you, Alex, for being here with us. We sneak off and go, like, feel those heavy bass kind of beats.
It's cool. We played the second stage last year. Yeah, yeah. That was fun.
It's good fun.
We're going to head there probably afterwards. So see you there.
See you there. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, welcome Juniper Nights. You've just done an insanely brilliant set. I was there at the front and the sun, you got the sunset set with the sun going down in the west and in this beautiful place we're in, Riverside. And I was saying to both of you, or you just arrived a little bit later, that the music kind of enveloped me. It felt like it was going into me over and coming back from behind. I mean, what was going on there? It was just so beautiful. Each instrument gathering so much force. It was stunning, stunning. How did it feel?
I mean, I don't know what the sound was doing, but it felt nice, like looking out, seeing the sun go down, like the good vibes and yeah, just good, the good feelings, you know, like it felt nice.
And then your front man, James, he's actually just about to start with...
Yeah, he's on the drums right now.
Double gig.
Self-help, yeah.
Self-help. And great performance from James. He's really captivating. And I like how he sings sad songs and then he's got this kind of big evil smile in a way. He's just cool. I really dig him.
Yeah, I think like we usually feel like we need more like happy songs, but... Now we've kind of owned the sadness and accepted that that's what we do.
Yeah, but like we go for like dual approach of just sad and then this kind of angry like depression kind of sound like happy at the same time sort of thing. The last song is kind of like that, isn't it? Like okay, we're like maybe a bit unhappy, but you're gonna feel the unhappy with us, and for that reason you'll be happy.
Yeah, and exactly that. You are happy. I come away feeling so happy. Nick Cave makes me really happy. He's here, a little photo on the table, and I'm never defeated by sad songs. I think they actually, like you say, they make me happy. I'm really glad about that.
Sure, good sad song. Yeah. Effect, yeah.
Nothing better. I love it. So I was looking at this CD. This is your EP, Juniper Nights Mantras. And I've had it autographed, but I'm missing
him.
Yours. Ah, okay. Yeah, sorry, you were standing there earlier and you said I'm in the band too. Yeah. And I know you are. Sorry, I keep messing that up. But yeah, if we could in a sec. I'm so happy with this. And it's a beautiful presentation. Like the artwork, as I said, is stunning. And yeah, I'm really happy to have
received
this. It's all
done by using the artwork.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
But if you look at the inside, there's a fun bit inside. So the CD... like, you know, the shape of it, the shape of the CD is like a little brush stroke that goes around. So I didn't know it at the time, but like after I drew it, turns out it's a prominent symbol in Zen Buddhism.
Oh, wow. Just by chance you drew
accidental
that.
Accidental Buddhism.
Yes. And then the thing is, the name was like kind of given a bit like unintentionally, like, okay, what should we call it? And then at some point mantras came up. And after that, we were trying to design the album cover, and I wasn't even thinking that it's like religious or whatever, but I think it subconsciously like did that kind of thing. Somewhere in my memory from Wikipedia deep dives, okay, there it is.
Yo, it's cool. It looks cool. I like it very much. It's going here with all the other stuff that I hold dear. But what have you seen any great bands out there? There's been loads. I think is it different when you're performing? Do you have to kind of stick with yours or?
No, we've gone out and seen loads of people. Who's been good? Was it Papua Nui?
Papua Nui, yeah.
I mean, they got the crowd going. Everyone loved them. Tiger Mendoza with all of the people going on stage with them. That was amazing. Yeah, they've all been great.
Yeah, it is. It's such a fun day, and I'm so happy to be able to be here and speak with the bands. And I feel really, really bad that I don't know your names, and I'd like to should we have an introduction?
Yeah, let's do that.
So I'm Warren. It feels like I'm at work, you know, when you like sit around and like, I'm Warren, what do I do? I don't know. I come here and do my job. But yeah, and
Alex.
Alex.
Uzu.
Uzu, very nice to meet you, Zach. Cool. And James up there. And
James up there.
What's next for you this kind of summer? Are you going to be performing any other gigs?
We're playing in Norfolk tomorrow at another festival. So we've got a long drive.
Is it Norfolk or Norwich?
Long drive. Norfolk or Norwich?
Which one?
I thought they're the same.
Are they the same? It's that. if they're the same, then we're going there.
Is it Norwich in Norfolk or something like that?
I don't know, something like that.
We'll find out tomorrow.
Good, you'll use your sat nav or whatever that thing is, or Waze as they call it. But do you travel together when you're on a tour?
Two cars. So me and Alex will drive.
Yeah.
So, like, there's a tag team, sort of. Yeah. Like, I go with Zach and James go with Alex.
Do you ever, like, argue and want to swap out who's going with who?
No, we've got a system. It works.
You used to take James.
I used to take James.
Now I take James.
Yeah.
So maybe something's going on there.
Yeah. I love a road trip. I really do. And to have good company and you can listen to music together and come up with some good ideas. The longer the journey, the better.
Yeah.
Have you been further up north into Scotland or abroad?
So before these two in the band, me and James, there are other people. We've been up to Manchester, I think is probably the furthest we've gone.
We did Liverpool as well.
Were you there for Liverpool?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Manchester, Liverpool. That's as far as we've gone so far. I think.
And those long ones are great because like, you get like a hotel, like, well, Airbnb or and then we can all just hang out and spend time with each other because... I mean, most of the time we're just so busy doing band stuff. Mm. We don't really have that much time to like hang out and just relax in the city. So,
yeah.
Tomorrow we'll get to do some of that, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well.
Oh, that's so exciting. And to carry with you such amazing music is just, I don't know, it's a wonderful thing that you're doing. And you've come to this amazing festival and you're giving all your energy. And I hope you're getting that energy back. Can you feel it in the crowd and the people that are watching?
It's an amazing festival. I mean, the fact that this is free, I don't understand how they do it, but it's huge. It's got loads of amazing bands. Yes, the weather's been great as well, which has helped a lot. But yes,
good food.
Yeah. Oh well, before we rush off to go watch Self Help, I've got some stickers which you may like, and I would love to have a shed session with you at some point, and you can like come see the shed. James has been in there.
Yeah,
and
definitely,
it would
definitely.
Just be an awesome creative experience together. But yeah, have a, that's like a holographic one. I feel like I'm peddling my wares, but it's not like that. There's no, this is also free. What I do is there's no, I don't know, it's just a love of music. So that's what's happening. And I've found myself lucky enough to be in this position where I can talk to musicians. I've always watched from afar, admiring everything, the drums, the bass, the guitars, the what people are wearing. That's an amazing outfit you've got on there. That's beautiful.
Nice dress.
And you look great on stage, and it's just so nice to see. So you all got one of those. And yeah, I'm going to go and catch them Self Help and then wander further down the fields and see what else is in store. Yeah. But have a great road trip to Norwich or Norfolk. Either one, it might be the same place. We should find out. I will find out. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Bye.